India is among the countries that are leading the global IPO boom this year. According to a recent report from the consultancy firm EY, 72 Indian companies had raised $9.7 billion through IPOs in the first 9 months of 2021, the highest proceeds for the period in 2 decades. In the whole of last year, 43 Indian companies had raised a total of $4.1 billion. As many as 35 more companies are planning to hit the primary markets between October and December this year, aiming to raise a further $10 billion. However, some large issues have been hit by complaints and litigation, which threatens to delay their IPO timelines. Examples include digital payments giant Paytm, hospitality startup Oyo, and edible oil company Adani Wilmar. Paytm filed its draft red herring prospectus with the Securities and Exchange Board of India in July, but it is yet to get an approval even after 3 months. The company is seeking to raise up to $2.2 billion in one of the biggest stock market filings in the country that might value the company at $25 billion. In Paytm's case, a 71-year-old former director Ashok Kumar Saxena has asked SEBI to stop Paytm's IPO, alleging that he was co-founder who invested in the company 2 decades ago but never got the share. His complaint filed with the Delhi police is cited under criminal proceedings in Paytm's prospectus. In its response, Paytm said the complaint was an attempt to harass the company and that there was no definitive agreement for the allotment of shares to Saxena. Meanwhile, backpacker hostel company Zostel has asked SEBI to reject Oyo's application for $1.2 billion IPO because of a legal dispute between them. The two firms have been entangled in a legal dispute over a deal 7 years ago. Under this deal, Oyo was to buy some of Zostel's businesses and Zostel shareholders were to get a 7% stake in Oyo. Even though the deal fell through, Zostel claims it is entitled to the stake and has asked a Delhi court to stop Oyo from changing its shareholder structure. In a setback for Oyo, the Supreme Court appointed arbitrator ruled in favor of Zostel. Oyo is now challenging the order. Experts have said that such disputes could trigger regulatory inquiries and the approval process may be kept on hold till the complaints are resolved. The $600 million IPO of edible oil maker Adani Wilmar is also facing a delay after SEBI in August kept the share sale in abeyance. While the regulator did not clarify further, reports stated that this was linked to the investigation in other Adani Group companies. SEBI reportedly resumed the approval process 2 weeks ago. The primary issuances of Star Health Insurance and Policy Bazaar are also awaiting approval for the past 2 months. An analysis of data provided by Prime Database shows that SEBI takes a little over 2 months on average to clear a DRHP. Previously too, there have been instances of complaints and regulatory challenges delaying the IPO clearance process. For instance, the issue of mutual fund transfer agency CAMS took 190 days to obtain SEBI approval because of controversy surrounding NSE's shareholding in the company. In the case of UTI Mutual Fund, the approval took 180 days amid disagreement between its major shareholders. Other IPOs that have seen lengthy approval timelines since 2017 include Likita Infrastructure, Barbecue Nation Hospitality, Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders, and Shyam Metalic. Some recent IPOs that got quick approval include IRCTC, Mrs. Bector's Food Specialties, RailTel, Macrotech Developers, and Indian Railway Finance Corporation. Companies including Oyo Rooms are expediting their IPO launch process to take advantage of the present bullish sentiments in the market. But any delay in the approval process could potentially complicate their listing plans if market sentiments turn negative.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.